Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and on this podcast, I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. If you're new to the podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the lost discipline of memorizing Scripture. In today's culture here in America, Bible verses have been written on all sorts of things. I see scripture verses on t-shirts, hats, jewelry, and on bumper stickers on cars. Walk into any Hobby Lobby, Walmart, or many other boutique home stores, and you'll see Bible verses on an assortment of wall art, picture frames, and knickknacks. None of these displays of scripture is wrong, and each time we see them, they certainly remind us of the Word of God. But there is another place God intends for us to place His Word. You know, when the Israelites were entering into the land God had promised to give them, He gave them a set of instructions which were intended to protect them. God knew they would be tempted by the idolatry of the land they were entering. What would keep them focused on the one true God would be memorizing Scripture. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 18 and 19, God said, "Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Teach them to your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up." Now, I love that phrase, "Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds." If the Word of God is in our hearts, if it is in our thoughts, if it is on our tongue, it's likely that our words and actions will be consistent with God's truth. It seems that memorizing Scripture is a lost discipline in today's church culture. I rarely hear anyone talking about the verses they are memorizing, nor do I hear people reciting the verses that they have learned by heart. But a generation ago, Scripture memorization was practiced more regularly. It was talked about at the church. At home, families memorized Bible verses together and practiced quoting them to one another. I remember as a child my family memorizing Romans chapter 6 and 8. We also memorized several of the Psalms. Amazingly, so many years later, I can still recite many of these Bible verses by heart. So what happens when we memorize Scripture? What are the benefits? First, we memorize Scripture in obedience to God with a desire to know Him more. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 says, "Let the Word of God dwell in you richly." And Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 say, "Blessed is the one whose delight is in the law of the Lord and who meditates on His law day and night." You see, when we memorize Bible verses, it allows us to internalize the Word of God. This deepens our spiritual understanding and helps us apply these scriptures to our daily lives. Putting the Word of God in our hearts and developing the ability to recite verses at any time gives us strength to fight temptation. Psalm 119 verse 11 says, "I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." And Psalm 37 verse 31 says, "The law of their God is in their hearts. Their feet do not slip." Also, the discipline of memorizing Bible verses gives us encouragement and comfort. Having Scripture memorized enables us to remember these verses during difficult times. So many times these verses have provided me comfort, encouragement, and strength. This can be particularly helpful for us in times of stress and grief. And one final benefit to hiding the Word of God in our hearts is its effectiveness in sharing our faith with others. Now, God can certainly use the story of our conversion, but there is power in the Scripture. When we can readily quote verses from the Bible, our witness is so much stronger. And here's today's challenge. Getting started is simple. Find a verse that speaks to your heart. Read it, write it, practice it, recite it, and commit it to memory. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.